gypsy spider crawled up the water spout. Down came the rain and washed the spider out. Out came the sun and dried up all the rain. If the itsy bitsy spider went to spout again. Itsy bitsy spider crawled in from the sun, crept into the crib.
And welcome back again to Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac.
Who's crying?
Alongside Joseph J.
Who are those children crying?
Yes.
They crawled up on the...
Let's sing this song, Joseph.
I don't know these lyrics.
It's spider. Well, I don't know if that's it.
Well, you're pretty close. It's from Eight-Legged Freaks, Itsy Bitsy Spider by Joe Deluxe.
Who's Joe Deluxe?
The opposite of Stock.
Of Stalker?
S-T-O-C-K.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Standard.
But yes, our listeners, so this is Breakthrough Entertainment's Halloween Spooktacular Part 3. We're playing songs made scary by horror movies that we featured on the show so far, and over the last maybe 3 years. Eight-Legged Freaks, Itsy Bitsy Spider by Joe Deluxe. And if you're checking us out on Meerkat at Breakthrough Entertainment, again, check us out, Meerkat at Breakthrough Entertainment. We have our friend the Haunted Mask here, and they're commenting he needs a dental cleaning. I agree. He's got teeth kind of like the other actor from Goosebumps, you know?
The kid?
Yeah,
the kid with the gums. You see his gums there?
They're mostly gums.
Well, yeah. Yeah,
that's
you know.
That's crazy.
But, you know, dental cleaning is important as well. But you know what also is important?
No, what?
Getting to Bridge of Spies. We've got people demanding we review Bridge of Spies.
They
want
this.
And you know what? When they ask for it, we deliver. So joining us on the line right now is Trisha.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you.
So let's talk a little bit about Bridge of Spies. I know all three of us have seen it, right?
Correct.
That is quite correct, Joseph.
All right. So it just opened yesterday. Tom Hanks plays an American attorney tasked with negotiating the release of a U-2 spy plane pilot who was shot down over Russia at the height of the Cold War. Now, if anyone has seen Bridge of Spies, give us a call, 602-252-1480. Again, 602-252-1480.
And what is that backwards? Okay, just kidding.
It's behind me, and I did. Okay. But
the
anyway,
clowns.
Or if you've seen it and you want to comment on Meerkat, go ahead and send us a comment. Maybe, you know, is there a reason that you want to see it? You can send us those comments as well. We'll read them on the air. So, yes, Bridge of Spies, it's an astutely absorbing motion picture. It's, of course, directed by Steven Spielberg. This movie, it can easily be divided into two halves, the first being a fascinating legal drama, and the second being a suspenseful enemy territory set thriller. Both halves are distinctly different but equally compelling, as they provide a history lesson that is intelligent as it is entertaining. Tom Hanks is the bankable star who rises to the occasion by embodying the perfect balance of anxiety and audacity during the second half of this film. But, Dave, I think that it's Mark Rylance who plays the is-he-a-spy-is-he-not-a-spy?
Alleged spy.
Alleged spy, very
yep.
good. Who immediately steals the show in a film that is as challenging as it is rewarding. Huge thumbs up for this one. This one's going to be up for a lot of Oscars.
Let's have Trisha. You want to go next? Ladies first.
Well, Joseph.
That was a little scary.
Yeah. Hey, you could try out for last night's... No, okay.
Yes, I could, for the Haunted Corn Maze.
Yes, that would be amazing.
Well, you know, there are very, very many different divergent opinions of things. You and I have disagreed in the past.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's nothing new in that, except for that in this case, there's no way I would disagree with you. I think this was a phenomenally done movie that's 2.5 hours in length. I won't say 2.5 hours long because I don't think I moved in my chair for those 2.5 hours.
Yeah, it's 135 minutes, and Dave misread that as 1 hour and 35 minutes. So, folks, please make sure you know that 1 hour and 35 minutes is different than 135.
And please go to the bathroom before you go.
Yeah, because you don't want to miss any of this.
Yeah, and because they have the previews before it and, you know, everything. So really, you have to plan on being at the theater for almost 3 hours. But I will tell you, I've been wanting to see this ever since I saw the previews for it. I love Tom Hanks. He went to my alma mater high school, and is just, I think, a wonderful guy and a phenomenal actor. What I loved about this film was also not just the story and his acting, and like you said, Abel's acting, or Abel, Mr. Abel.
Yes.
That his acting was incredible. I loved some of the little threads that were consistent throughout it with regards to being worried. the cinematography, the facial expression from the very beginning there's no dialogue for quite an extended period of time.
Right.
But it speaks volumes. So I give it a breakthrough.
Oh, nice.
A breakthrough. Wow. Trisha doesn't give breakthroughs very often.
No.
No.
Well,
no.
So that has me a little bit worried. Dave, are you worried?
Will it help?
Nice. And we didn't plan that.
I got to tell you, I agree with both of you. I give it a breakthrough, too. The best movie I've seen this year. And I've said I've seen a lot of good movies, including The Martian, Southpaw, and there's a couple others.
There was a few others. But here's the difference here. And I'm not giving it a breakthrough, but a lot of those others that you've said, I agree, they're really good movies.
Very good.
But in this case, I can fully see the breakthrough. I would not mind if this movie got movie of the year, best picture.
Phenomenal movie. Just, and you'd expect nothing less than a guy like Tom Hanks and Steven Spielberg. And they did it again, the magic on the screen. This story about honor, courage, doing the right thing, and prejudice. That's how I see it. This is a phenomenal movie. What are you willing to die for? I mean, and this is one of the quotes, is our cause less resolutely than his? You know, and that was a great, there's so many meanings in this. People die to defend the Constitution, yet those same people selectively ignore the Constitution when it is convenient for them. Talking about the judge and you know what else I'm talking about, a couple other scenes. And there were great scenes going from the courtroom to a school when they're saying the Pledge of Allegiance. I mean, this is a fantastic movie in every respect from start to finish. This reminded me a bit of The Green Mile with Tom Hanks again.
Yeah.
The meanings that come out of that was fantastic. So Tom Hanks, a man of honor, passion, character, both on and off the ice. I mean, I hope he's up for Best Actor. I hope this is up for Best Director, Best Movie. And I agree, Trisha, with you. Tom Hanks, his facial expressions, his eyes, this is a complete actor. This is perhaps in the top five best actors of all time.
Oh, yeah, Tom Hanks is he's great.
Right? I mean...
And, his wife, Rita Wilson, she ain't bad herself. She's great.
Phenomenal. So,
she's not in the movie. I'm just like a side comment. Sorry.
the ending was incredible, suspenseful. Would you call him the best... the supporting actors, did he have enough to be supporting actor?
Abel?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guarantee he's going to be nominated.
The relationship with him and the attorney, fantastic, with Tom Hanks. I just thought this should sweep the Oscars so far.
Yeah.
I love it.
And of course, we do have several months to go. So, you know, we'll see.
There could be other movies. Yeah.
Yeah, but this is...
Well, you know, it was opening night. And at 4 o'clock or 3:30 in the afternoon, I tried to buy my tickets for Cinépolis because I'm in San Diego today. And they were sold out already. All but the 10:30 at night starting show.
Wow.
That's how popular it was. And I will tell you, I decided to take my parents. My father, of course, lived this. He remembers when they freed Powers. And so he remembers this story well, not the story, but he remembers these things occurring. But the way that they put it together, it doesn't hit you over the head and force feed you, that the lessons that you learned, the you know, like Dave was talking about the Constitution and how if you truly, truly believe in what makes this country great, which is our Constitution, which is our rule book, you can't pick and choose which rules you're going to choose to live by.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
And Tom Hanks just, you know, it was subtle enough, but he was steady and steadfast in that, regardless of which controversy he met with.
Yes.
And that quiet steadfastness, that standing man, comes through so strongly. Now, this is not just this movie, but I do have to give a plug to something that we just tried for the very first time that most movies now have, and that is the audio track that's hidden that you need a special receiver and earphones for, that is a descriptive audio track.
Mm-hmm.
My mom is legally blind, so usually we go to IMAX and she has to be right up next to the screen to try to see something. Because I knew that there was so many times in this movie where there would not be dialogue and there would be things that she might miss that would be important, I asked for that, and she thought it was going to be distracting. She absolutely loved it. They did such a great job of describing facial features, eye contact, unscripted communication that was nonverbal. It was incredible. They did a great job with that. And so even if you are, you know, and they also, I found out, have subtitles that you can see for people who are hearing. If you can't hear, if you're completely deaf, then they have glasses that you can read these subtitles and be able to read what they're saying.
That's great to know.
Yeah, so no matter what you may have that's a physical challenge that may be stopping you from going to the movies, they're doing everything in their power to get even people with these limitations to come to the movie theater. So big plug for them on that one, because whoever did a fantastic job, and I don't know if that's part of the movie makers, but did you guys see George Lucas's Skywalker group was also involved in this with the music?
Oh, no, but I know they do a lot of things, yeah.
Just talk about, but just all stars. Everywhere you look, there were no names. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, before we talk about Steve Jobs, did you see that as well, Tricia? Or?
I did not.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right.
That's
so then,
okay.
Then we'll...
And I actually have to get going, so I look forward to hearing the rest of the show. You guys are doing a great job.
All right.
And keep up the good work.
Thanks, Tricia. You so much.
Now, before we talk about Steve Jobs, I do want to comment, share for our listeners who aren't joining us on Meerkat, that people are very excited. I turned the camera on Dave when he was giving his review.
Oh.
I said, there's Dave. So, you got some cheerleaders out there. And they say this guy...
Yeah, you're not kidding. The couple cheerleaders text me.
And someone says, Yavok says, this guy looks like my old high school Spanish teacher.
What?
Did you teach Spanish at one time?
Yeah, I habla español. That's all I knew, though.
And my comment to that was, keyword old.
Keyword
no,
Jeremy.
All right,
in Ron.
Well, let's talk about Steve Jobs. Michael's, by the way, Steve Jobs is playing exclusively here at the Harkin Scottsdale 101. It's
the
in a
IMAX.
Platform. Is it on the IMAX?
Yeah.
It is? Okay. So it's in a platform release at the moment. It's going to go wide on October 23rd. Let's find out if it's worth seeing. Michael Fassbender
does not look anything like him.
I'm sorry. Does Ashton Kutcher?
He did kind of, yeah. Way more than Michael Fassbender.
Yeah. Well, Michael Fassbender plays the brilliant man at the epicenter of three iconic product launches, ending in 1998 with the unveiling of the iMac. Kate Winslet, Seth Rogen, and Jeff Daniels also star. Now, I don't know too much about Steve Jobs. I'm not much of a Apple guy. I know my old colleague, Stan Robinson, who passed away a couple months ago, he loved Mac, so he would have loved this movie, you know, just because of the ins and out of the Mac stuff. Much like screenwriter Aaron Sorkin's Moneyball, because this is written by Aaron Sorkin, directed by Danny Boyle, who brought us Slumdog Millionaire and some other great films, but written by Aaron Sorkin, by the way, I hated Moneyball. I could not stand Moneyball because I don't understand baseball.
I love Moneyball.
Well, see,
but do you understand money?
Yes, but...
Do you understand ball?
No, I don't understand money and I don't understand ball. So I was not... I'm not a sports aficionado. So that made that movie made me yawn. Steve Jobs will likely be a chore to sit through for moviegoers who are not computer savvy. If you aren't, you know, if you don't know much about computers at all, you're going to have a challenge because you're going to be trying to follow the family dynamics, which are there, but there's a lot of stuff that, you know, that are about computers that I feel, you know, I was getting, but not maybe to the fullest extent that other people might. The new biopic is essentially a three-act set piece populated with dialogue that will make even Apple geniuses' head spin. The dialogue is incredibly quick-witted, though, and even viewers who are unable to keep up with the hyperactive carousel that evolves before their eyes will find the film fascinating. I think that Fassbender is great in the title role, regardless of if he looks like him. He does a good job, a good performance. However, I believe that it is his co-star, Kate Winslet, who may be the most deserving of recognition come year's end. She is excellent in this movie. Get this girl an Oscar. Thumbs up.
Well...
Not see. As big as a thumbs up as Bridge of Spies. But.
No, when I saw this movie yesterday, I was sitting through and I go, what a unique, interesting movie this is, profiling Steve Jobs. And perhaps the biggest misperception about Steve Jobs is that he was a computer genius.
Yeah.
He was not.
No.
He didn't know anything about computers.
No, he was the guy with the ideas.
This guy was a strategic genius. I mean... He went against all the odds to make his products exclusive. He could see miles, you know, far in the future, but strategically he was a genius. But he understood enough, but he also understood enough to, instead of a, you know, open-end system, as they call it, versus a closed-end. So the prices don't go down because it's sort of exclusive. He was sort of a marketing guy, and the misperception is I thought this guy was like, him and Wozniak, complete geniuses in engineering and so on, and that was not the case. And I learned that from the movie.
Yeah,
that was interesting to me.
Yeah,
he was he grew as a person. I mean, this is
marketing, and then one of our viewers on Meerkat say he's a marketing master, marvelous marketing.
Yeah,
master.
Steve Wozniak was the guy who knew how to build the computers, and he was the guy who knew how to market them.
Yeah,
it was just fascinating as a movie. It was interesting, unique. Profiling just pretty much the character of Steve Jobs and how he evolved as a person as Macintosh or Apple evolved too, the ups and downs. And so for businesses out there, if you think you're in a down slump, just think Apple was in a tremendous down slump too at one time.
Yeah.
Until they got him back.
Yeah, and they did get him back. And some of the actors, actresses, phenomenal. Jeff Daniels, I'm a big fan of his.
Mm-hmm.
Kate, like you said, phenomenal. Seth Rogen was fantastic.
Really?
From
he was pretty good, yeah.
Really?
Go,
no, he played Wozniak.
I think he did do that though.
but it was this was a great profile. Some of the great lines, the musicians play the instruments, the conductor plays the orchestra. So I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
And that's really what his role was. B players discouraging the A players. He insisted on excellence. You got to love that in a way. I mean, if you look at some of the film that he played before in front of the crowds when they came in to look at his project, Muhammad Ali, Albert Einstein. I mean, some of the greats of all time. The people,
the crazy
that,
ones.
Well, no, the people that have gone way beyond.
It was a commercial, crazy ones. Yeah,
but it's a phenomenal thing. What brought a smile to my face was sort of the love story part of this, which with him and the daughter.
Yeah.
And how he, I won't spoil it, but at the end you might
He refused
remember.
To believe it was his daughter, right?
Yeah, but he did eventually. But the thing is...
But what's important in your life? Is being a father important or is...
The products you make.
Exactly. Yes. But at the end, I won't say, but you'll know, but... There was a certain ending part that really tied up his relationship and the healing process. And that's all I'll say because otherwise
it would
be a spoiler.
Was it over like a long-term period of time? Like did the little girl grow up in the movie?
Yeah,
she does grow up, but it's three distinct periods. There's, you know, what was the first one was the Macintosh, right?
They wanted to launch the Macintosh.
Cretaceous period.
They had the Apple already, and did
Apple
very well.
And then they then the second one was
the next
box.
The black cube.
The cube. And then
without
the third one was the
operating
iMac.
System.
Right.
That's weird.
Right. So, but there's, you know, basically.
And then
it's
the relaunching of the Macintosh.
Yeah. So it's a unique movie. Thumbs up.
No doubt. Not a breakthrough.
Right.
But great acting and a unique, interesting profile of maybe one of the greatest marketing guys of all time.
And one of our Meerkat viewers is saying, Lisa, yes, that is his daughter's name, but
yeah.
What does it stand for?
Oh, yeah, the computer terminology.
For 200, what does it stand for?
Yeah, it stands for Logical Instrumental...
Integrated Systems Algorithm?
I don't know. Something like
something like that.
Yeah, that's what I used to call my ex-girlfriend. Her name was Lisa.
Really? You used to call her that?
I never called her Lisa. I called her Logical
Logical Algorithm.
How many USB ports did she have?
Integrated.
So.
Three, to be exact.
Oh, I knew it. I knew it.
That's inappropriate, guys.
No, it's not. That's... We're talking computers.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, you know, what you put in, you get out.
All right. We know how Eric rolls. All right. So let's talk. Let's talk briefly about Woodlawn. Nick Bishop plays a high school. Let me put the camera back on me so the people understand. All right. So Nick Bishop plays a high school football coach who, in 1973, leads his team, fueled by its dedication to love and unity, in a school filled with racism and hate, to make an astounding run at the playoffs. Yes, this is a faith-based film. It's a football film. So,
football or faith-based? Which
faith-based
one?
Football film.
Say that
foot-based.
Again with a higher voice.
Foot-based.
You go faith-based.
Faith-balled.
Faith-ball ship film.
No, what?
I don't know. Faith-ball.
Oh.
Okay.
Haven't you ever played faith-ball?
Hope Faith or Faith Hope?
Faith and Hope? That was a TV show
that
with Kelly Ripa.
No, Faith Hill. Right. Oh,
well,
Faith Hill.
Well, Andrew, that guy?
Jack and Jill.
All right.
Went up.
Andrew and John Irwin have become quite the reliable filmmakers, having delivered to viewers the life-affirming October Baby, which I know that we've talked about on this show, and I've said it's great, a great movie. Mom's Night Out, an exceptionally entertaining movie, was on my best list last year. However, that winning streak encounters its first speed bump with their latest project, Woodlawn. This is a sports drama that is edited together like a two-hour trailer, boasting epic Christian music, heavy-handed speeches, and other manipulation techniques that try too hard to sell moviegoers on a story for which they've already purchased a ticket. You know, if you get the people in the theater, don't continue to preach to them. That's all I got to say.
Preaching to the choir, so to speak?
Well, kind of. I mean, it's like... You know, do it a little more subtly and don't, like, constantly say, this is why we want you to see this movie. They're already in the seats. Let's calm it down, you know. Its motivations and messages are admirable, but its execution is excessive and exhausting. I was exhausted watching this movie. I felt like I was, you know, just being hammered with, you know, these messages, and I shouldn't feel like that.
So when you say faith-based, it was Islam, right?
No. What?
Yes.
All right.
Well, I mean, you always say faith-based, but you never specify which faith.
You know, that was a really good one. I like that one. It took me a second, but...
That's right. You should clarify that.
Yeah, yeah. I can't think of anything. It's Buddhist. No, it's Christian. It's a Christian film.
It's
really, you know, really
now
admirable film. Yes, yeah, sorry.
Now we know.
As a result, the movie is unable to make it to even the 10-yard line before fumbling. I don't know if that's an appropriate analogy because I don't know football.
So it never reached a first down.
Yeah. Oh, that would have been a good one. Hey,
well, that's the same thing, not reaching the 10-yard.
Oh, okay.
Or you could say dating never reached first base.
Were you asking me to call the... or get?
No. I was going to...
By the way,
say,
she called and said she's on her way.
Excellent.
And she has so much food, she needs help carrying it.
Oh, okay. She's
going to call when she's pulling up.
All right, that's excellent.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, just so you know, next time I'm like fumbling with one of these sports analogies, I'll call you up, okay?
All right, thank you.
Because thesaurus can only help me so much.
What source?
The blind
spot. Dinosaurus.
Thesaurus.
One of our viewers is saying football isn't faithball, isn't that bingo? And they're saying the blind spot.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't it the blind? Was it the blind? Blind side.
Blind side.
The
yes.
blind side.
Did you hear him say that?
What?
No,
someone else said that?
Greg just said that at the same time.
No,
you said it seconds.
No, Greg's not here.
Greg is here.
Well, one of our viewers on Meerkat said it. Wow.
Wow.
By the way, we saw Knock Knock the other night.
You did?
I thought it was a comedy.
Yeah. Well, by the way, thumbs down for Woodlawn. So I'm sorry, but so you thought it was a comedy?
Oh, I was laughing through the whole thing. It was funny.
Wow. Okay. Well,
those two girls are hilarious.
They were hot, weren't they?
They're very cute. Yes.
Especially the Cuban one.
Where is she from? Spain or something?
Yeah, something. Well, yeah, the blonde one in the movie.
Greg just said he wishes he was Keanu Reeves. I'm just wondering, you know, Keanu Reeves' wife was gone on, she was out for the weekend or something, yeah. And that was weird because it was a certain weekend.
It was Father's Day.
It was Father's Day, but it was like it was a Friday or something when it happened.
Yeah.
So how is that Father's Day?
I don't know.
It was a Friday night when it all goes down. Yeah. If you know what I mean.
But. I liked it. It was still good. It was thrilling.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah. I thought it was funny.
Yeah, yeah.
It was thrilling. So,
but you still got to check out The Green Inferno, I'm telling you.
Yeah, we want to see that.
All right. All right. Well, we can't take a break again, so we're going to go
why?
Into
I have to go potty.
Well, you're going to get a chance to go potty in a second. So let's play another one of our songs from Willard, Crispin Glover singing Ben.
Ben.
Originally sung by Michael Jackson.
Yes.
No way. How do you know that?
Because I remember it.
Oh.
It was a hit on the radio back in the
70s. I remember that. Ben.
And I like this version by Crispin Glover.